Jean-Paul de Sens. No matter that the blaze may die, the phoenix rises from the flames, and overthrowing only shames the cavalier who would not try. The weaker man, his plans awry, will turn his hand to other games. No matter that the blaze may die, the phoenix rises from the flames. Though on this day the herald's cry another champion proclaims above the lot of vanquished names, this dream will yet defeat defy. No matter that the blaze may die, the phoenix rises from the flames. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a rondel in the style of Charles d'Orléans.
Lachlan Dunn. As Lachlan left the field of chivalry, in want of spirits, weary from the fight, he thought, how sweeter would the contest be to face my next encounter as a knight, to gird my prowess with a belt of white, and know the adulation of the crowd is no more than a feather in its flight beside the weight of fealty avowed. Soon, Lachlan, you shall make your clan right proud. No doubt remains in peasant or in peer. The heralds will proclaim your feats aloud, and at your name the populace will cheer. When royal hands the belt and chain bestow, let this strike be your last unanswered blow. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Spenserian sonnet. Ulrich Kanan, a.k.a. Cassius Lepus. Torvald Egelson, The Wolves' Saga. Hearken now, word fame I bring you. Skald am I, and wordsmith of renown. In battle joined for land and crown, for royal right and lofty throne, for love of land, for Ansteora, came together sword and shield, spear and mace, blood and fire, foeman and friend. Now came two sword brothers, bold warriors, like hungry wolves, cunning, crafty, and keen. Ulrich Kanan, swift as rabbit, noble lord and friend in mead hall. Torvald Egelson, strong as oak tree, merry in spirit, deadly in battle. War's wolves, each with honor brought to bear, did dance to battle's ringing song. With friend and foe did lift up shield and sword and battle cry. Two ways to leave the battlefield are there, one in victory, one in death. Fought with honor, the valiant warriors. Died with honor on Darya Dahaya's sword. Battle maidens sent to bring them to the table of Allfather. In Valhalla, feasting with the glorious war-wolves of old. Hark you close. Word fame I bring you. Honor and glory on their names. Honorable Lady Eleanor O'Rourke.
Chiang Ti Lung. Tanka for Chiang. A noble warrior honors his adversaries with an honest sword. Our greatest kings are measured by the strength of those who yield. Master Thomas of Tenby.
Gavin McGeehan. Without the aid of spells and prophecy that bold Macbeth enjoyed for his ascent, his lady's love his only guarantee, Lord Gavin took himself to tournament. A crown to win, and lightly to bestow upon the downy head of his own sweet, McGeehan to the bloody lists would go to lay the world at his dear lady's feet. He first essayed a noble knight and true, and victory was his as William fell. A second knight awaited as his due, and then, forsooth, he did not fare so well. One knight defeated, yet by one knight slain. Thus ends the Scottish lord's royal campaign. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Shakespearean sonnet.
Geoffrey Sparhawk. The hawk has dreams the huntsman cannot know, as he stands idle rooted to the earth, while to the cloudless climes the hawk will go, to bring the feathered kill to prove his worth. The huntsman feels the jesses in his hand, and thinks himself the master of the bird. The hawk sees but a pleasant place to land, but master? No, the notion is absurd. Today the hawk will heed the huntsman's dance, and never mourn his lack of liberty. He'll bide his time, in secret wait his chance, till he flies, king of birds, away and free. For now the hawk may rest in hooded sleep, until the morrow's hunt his dreams to keep. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a Shakespearean sonnet.
Giotto di Giovanni. In younger days, when tournaments were new, and errant knights would wield the lance and sword, 'twas not the armored hand which reaped reward, but ladies, gentle-bred, and fair to view. As with their strength each telling blow they threw, they strove with all that passion could afford, to lightly lay a crown on one adored, as on the petaled rose lies morning dew. Too often now will men seek selfish quests, will rank a royal throne above a kiss, and leave a blushing rose to bloom unseen. Yet still true knights may know where virtue rests. No greater glory can be told than this. Giotto fought to make Casilda queen. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is an Italian sonnet.
Gunther Jonsson. Upon the honored green, behold the knight. Though bearing pilgrim's tokens on his shield, he stands arrayed in polished armor bright, and issues forth a challenge to the field. The man who can this day force me to yield shall win unto himself supreme renown, and stand a worthy claimant of the crown. By skill of arms, twice fairly hailed as king, not recklessly does Gunther so declare, for minstrels of his grace and prowess sing, and foes of mighty body blows beware. The time has come, the kingdom needs an heir, and noble men will see this want addressed, that one should rise alone and stand the test. The combat holds the populace enthralled, a testament to Anstiorin pride. Owen the Welshman to the field is called, whose strong right arm is not to be denied. A crushing blow, the Duke is satisfied. A smile marked Gunther's visage as he fell. He found the Welshman true and wished him well. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a rhyme royal.
Kenneth Macquarie of Tobermory. The strength of youth is not to be denied, and time will teach of nothing but decay. Yet elder statesmen conquer and divide the stripling lads content to sport and play. Experience will oftentimes hold sway, let young bucks bell and bluster as they will. The older dog most often has the day, old age and treachery best youth and skill. Much as the lordly lion in his pride will drive the younger, lesser males away, so deep December chooses not to chide each passing year that brings a boastful May, but chortles at their antics and display, and vows they cannot possibly fulfill. Their only certain future is dismay, old age and treachery best youth and skill. So when the rod of wisdom is applied, and yearling mules proceed to snort and bray, have pity that a crueler fate betide the silly ones who thought to have their way. The lambs who seek to slaughter and to slay are only being fattened for the kill. Your time will come, young man, but not today. Old age and treachery, best youth and skill. My husband, though your locks have turned to gray, my heart's devotion lingers with you still. Though dashing swains of 20 come my way, old age and treachery, best youth and skill. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is a ballade.